Good morning. My guest this morning is Mariah Parker of Mariah Parker's Indo-Latin Jazz Ensemble. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
That's a fascinating name for a musical group. An Indo-Latin Jazz Ensemble. That's great. So you'll be performing at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Saturday, the 21st.
Yes. Very excited to be back.
Well, give us a little audio lineup of what exactly the group does.
Yeah. So I call it Indo-Latin Jazz. It's all original compositions and inspiration drawn from Brazil, Cuba, India, and Spain.
Wow.
And some other parts that
four
the
great
muse
choices.
Goes. Yeah. And really world-class musicians on board. Paul McCandless, who people know. He's a Grammy Award-winning woodwind virtuoso, founder of the group Oregon, one of the founders of it.
Oh, right. Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's on reeds. Matthew Montford on scallop fretboard guitar, founder of the group Ancient Future and a pioneer of the scallop fretboard guitar.
Boy, these are famous people.
Yeah, it's a great group. We've been together about 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, doing a very interesting journey. Cash Killian, who on bass, cello, and some other stringed instruments, and he's kind of known. He's played with Sun Ra, Cecil Taylor, kind of a wide variety of groups. And Ian Dogal on global percussion. And the last time we were here at OCA, at Occidental Center for the Arts, was about a year ago, or a little over a year ago. And we had just launched our second CD, Indo-Latin Jazz Live. And I'm happy to say it spent 6 weeks on the National Jazz
Great.
Week Airplay chart, and it made it to number 32.
All right.
So very excited about that. Yeah.
Well, that means you performed probably most places throughout the country.
We've performed out there a fair bit, yeah.
It's such interesting, such different music. What kind of responses do you get from various places around the U.S.?
Well, the interesting thing, and it was this way with the chart, is that it seems to hit a sweet spot for people who like jazz, people who don't like jazz, people who like Latin, people. It seems to hit a sweet spot that intersects, and the response pretty much across the board seems to be that it takes people on a journey and that it's pretty ecstatic and pretty enlivening. So,
if you were going to mention some other groups that are perhaps reminiscent of your group, what groups might you mention?
Well, I mean, I would say there's some crossover with Oregon.
Uh-huh.
There's nobody I know of that's kind of doing exactly this.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we should mention that all I hear in the last year about the Occidental Center for the Arts is what great acoustics they have.
Yes.
It's a wonderful place to listen to music.
Yeah.
And I would think with a musical offering like yours, which is so various, you couldn't hear or see your group in a better place.
Yeah, it's a lovely place.
Mariah, thanks so much for coming in. Let's remind people that this is Mariah Parker's Indo-Latin Jazz Ensemble performing at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Saturday, July 21st, 8 p.m. In Occidental. For tickets and information, 874-9392. Online, you can go to OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Thanks again for coming in.
My pleasure.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.